The name of this Bible study is going to be called, Which Adam Are You? Okay? Which Adam are you? Those things that are of the flesh are of the first Adam. And those things that are of the spirit are of the second Adam. How do you perceive your life? Do you perceive your life along the lines of the first Adam or the second? So it is a legitimate question. Which Adam were you? Which Adam are you? The first Adam was the one created by God. Amen? That was the first man on earth. I am a creation person. God is a creator person. Amen? I do not believe in evolution. To this day, they cannot document one amoeba turning into a man in any form. Amen. They cannot take and show a different skeletal remain of something that was once a fish that became something else. So it is a bunch of lies of the devil to take away from the glory of God. God made men and God made people and He made everything on earth just the way He wanted them right away. God never made any mistakes to this day. Period. He didn't do one thing, change His mind, and do another. It has always been His plan from beginning to end that there would be a first Adam and then there would be a second. The first Adam was created from dust, and that was Adam. The second Adam was created to bring spiritual life into us, and that was the Christ, Jesus. Jesus came to set us free from the first Adam's folly. Amen? Father, today I just ask you, God, that each person in this room start to grow in a spiritual way that they might be made whole in you, because you are the one, Lord, that makes life worthwhile. And you are the revelator, God, the one that reveals truth. And let it be in this room today that we begin to grasp and understand the great things that you have done. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Now in verse 45 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I do ask that you read the whole chapter. It is one of the greatest chapters in Corinthians with some of the most deep spiritual truths that you need to assimilate into yourself. You need it. But I am going to start in verse 45 to conclude it. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. Right? And God breathed life into that creature, and he became Adam. Amen? The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And afterward, the spiritual. First, you must be born of a woman. Then, you must be born of God. Are you hearing me? We are the highest form of creation that God has ever made. But not the first one. The second one. There will be a day when those of us that are truly God's children and have served Him and given our lives to Him, we will even stand in judgment of the angels. Are you hearing me? Now, I've done studies on angelology. Angelology is a study of all the different kinds of angels that they are. And some people think that they are a higher creation than us. But it is not true. They are a higher creation than the first Adam. But they are not a higher creation than the second Adam, who we are when we are born of God. Are you hearing me? We look to angels to lead our path, when indeed we can go right to God and find our path. We have a direct line of communication with the living God if we will step across the line and become the second part of our life, which is born of God, and forsake the first part of our life, which is born of the world. Now there is a separation. There is not a mixing between the two atoms. Those things that are spiritual are discerned by people that have chosen to become spiritual. And if you are still determining and purposing your life by those things that are temporal, then you are caught in a kind of twilight zone where neither one works for you at all. Are you hearing me? Unlike what some people would think, when you die, you are not going to go to a place to repent for your sins. Your sins will either be forgiven or not, here and now. There is no purgatory. There is not a place where you go waiting to get good enough to go to heaven. There is no place like that. It is biblically unsound doctrine. Period. You are either going to be of the first Adam, or indeed, you are going to be of the second, which is born again. You better listen to me today. This is a very big hinge that you need to get a hold of in your life. Okay. In verse 47, it says, the first man was of the earth. So were you. Made of dust. So were you. If you come back in 500 years, and you get to see your carcass, it will be dust. Amen? Are you hearing me? So what you were, you will be again, if indeed you are the first. But if you are the second, you have a glorified place to go, a glorified body that lasts in eternity. If you are the second. Okay? So the first man was of the earth and made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's the second Adam. Jesus. Jesus came to set us free from the mistakes of the first Adam. Alright? As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. I'm going to repeat this to you. It says, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, Jesus, as is the heavenly man, Jesus, so also are those who are heavenly. This is heavy. This is deep. And it is the essence of the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The first Adam cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And if you are still the first Adam, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. All your scheming, all your planning, all your conniving, all your whittling away on the truth, all your hedging, all your sidestepping, all your street scandalous side cannot get you into the kingdom. All your half-stepping, all your wanting to just take it one more mile before you turn the page, all the facade, the actors, the actresses, the drama you put on, that does not entail the heart and the spirit, can never make it into the kingdom of God. It cannot happen. You that are in the flesh, using the wiles of the devil and the knowledge and wisdom of the world, are never going to make it. You are incapable of stepping across the line. Period. There's no way that you, in your best day, with your intellectual power and might, can coerce and open the doors into the heavenly. There is no way. The only way is that if you were born once in the flesh, and you are born of the Spirit, there is no other way. It says here, "Then now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." It even goes on to say, "Nor does corruption inherit incorruption." What does that mean? That means those of you that choose to live by the standards of the world, those of you that choose to stay who you were instead of who you're supposed to be, are not going. It is your choice whether you want to stay that same scandalous individual you always were, or whether you want to indeed be born of the Spirit and enter the kingdom. It is your decision that determines whether you are born again. It is a gift from God that you may be born again. But you must receive the gift in order to be born again. God did not come to inhabit your corruption with His incorruption. God came to inhabit your corruption with His incorruption. Let me say that one more time. God did not come to inhabit your corruptness with His incorruptibility. God came to bring His incorruptibility to push out your corruptness. Are you hearing me here today? You see, so if you do not lose your corruptness when He steps in, you have not received His gift. And if you have not received His gift, you are not going to where He has for you to live. Are you hearing me here this morning? I'm not a man that plays with words, but I absolutely am one that tells the truth. Jesus did not come to enable you to live your substandard lifestyle. Jesus came in order that you might be born of an incorruptible seed, which will grow into a great tree, which is His presence in your life. Are you hearing me here today? Okay. It says, because corruption does not inherit incorruption. You must loose your corruption and be made incorruptible in Christ. Are you hearing me here today? I'm telling you, He's got a gift, but you must receive it. I'm telling you that if you receive it, you now then must loose the corrupt part of you so that He might totally inhabit you with the new creation, which is the born-again person that God died on the cross in order to create. It was a new creation as of that day, where in fact we are to take our old self and nail Him to the cross and die so that we might live. But without the death of the corruption, there can never be the incorruption that He has come to plant in each and every one of us. Amen? Okay, this is the spiritual thing. Those of you that have ears to hear, let you hear. You understand? I'm not here to feed your flesh monster. I am here to awaken your spiritual greatness that God has given you. Amen? That's why you're here. You're not here to stay on track to the dummy world. You're here to become a dummy in the world and be awake and alive unto God. Are you hearing me here today? Okay. It says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." The dead to what? The old Adam. Are you understanding me? the dead to the old Adam, to the old one you used to be, shall be raised incorruptible. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus, the second Adam, to those who receive. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That is powerful and true. It is telling you the whole essence of the gospel in a few verses. It is stating that you must indeed be first be born of woman. And then you must be born of God. And it's saying that my incorruption cannot inhabit your corruption. So you must lose your corruption, which is let go who you used to be. And when you do, now my incorruption will be part of you, and you shall be born again. And on the last day, when the trumpet sounds, you will rise up with me immortal instead of mortal. It has given you a promise that death will not have a hold on you, because you're already dead. It is appointed unto all men to die once. And if you've already died once, you don't have to die no more. So death, where is your sting? And Hades, where is your victory? Because if you are born in the Lord Jesus, incorruptible, you have already died. And if you have already died, then you will forever live. Listen, this is deep. And I teach subjects that many will be a year from now or more that they understand them. Why? Because the truth, once it gets a hook in you, doesn't let you go. It doesn't matter when your eyeballs flutter for the first time and go, oh, yeah, I get it. Because the truth has been planted and it is now unmovable because it is the truth. You have got to hear what I say this morning. Jesus is willing to give you a gift, but if you hang on to who you were, you are still corrupt. Are you hearing me? If you read earlier in this chapter, Paul says, I die daily. Who I used to be dies daily. What I used to be about dies daily. Because I choose to live. Are you hearing me this morning? I am not a theologian. I am not one that has spent his life in seminary and theology school trying to figure out what every little bitty word means. I am one that has been on my face seeking God from the very beginning, trying to find out His truth, what He means. And I am here to tell you that He is the second Adam.
Hallelujah.
And that second Adam is the reason why we are not to fear death if indeed we choose, and it is a choice to receive the gift. We are immortal in Christ. We are no longer to think like the rest of the world because they are mortal and still are yet to die. But if indeed you take on the Christ, then you become immortal and you become incorruptible in Christ and the two become one. And you become inseparable one for another. So when the Father looks upon you, He looks upon His Son, and the same Son love that He has for His Son, He has for you, and you are one. And those things that you will ask for will be given to you because of His love for His Son Jesus, and through Jesus for you. But in order to put on the incorruptible, you must loose your old corruptible. Are you hearing me? This is so real. You must grasp what He is saying here. Because it is the essence of the gospel that you are hearing. See, my prayer for you is that you die. My prayer for you is that you die. So that you get it over with instead of staying miserable your whole life. So that you lose it, so you quit being torn up from the floor up your whole life. You fight and you fight and you fight and you fight for things that make you miserable, and the thing that make you great, you never go for. You want to be you so bad. You want to do what you want to do so bad. You want to be about your agenda, your thing so bad that you are miserable your whole life instead of loosing it all and getting the glory of God in your life. And I ask you, why? If you will loose your corruption, He will fill you with His incorruption. If you will lose your agenda, He will give you your death. Are you hearing me here today? I am so surprised all the time by what people count precious. I am so surprised all the time what stands between us and glory and what it is our own corruption. Our desire to do the things that we want to do instead of the things that we really know are right. Are you hearing me here today? There will be a day when the trumpet sounds and those that are already dead in Christ will rise and fly with the King. And those that have chosen never to die will be appointed to a second death. It is appointed to all to die once. And if you will lose your corruption, you'll never have to die again. But if you do what you want to do your whole life, then you are going to die physically, and then you are going to go to the great white throne judgment, and you are going to die again. Because those who do not lose who they were will die twice. The first one will be in the physical, and the second one will be in a lifelong sentence to the lake of fire for eternity. It is appointed unto all men to die once, and then those who do not take on Jesus shall die. Are you hearing me here today? Would you make that choice? You see, you know it's the truth, because if you have any essence of the Lord in you, it says, my spirit will lead you into all truth. So as you're listening, you're hearing it. But on the other side is the corruption that you've never loosed. And that is exactly what is holding you back from the glory. Would you begin to understand? Would you accept the gift as a whole? Would you die this once so that you never would have to die again? Are you understanding what I'm saying this morning? Inside this chapter is the essence of the gospel. And today I want each and every one of you to read the whole chapter and pray and ask God to give you the truth. Because you cannot discern it on your own holy. And I cannot, no matter how hard I try, give you the whole thing. But God Almighty, if you ask Him, will give you the whole thing which you need inside of you so that you will have the understanding you need to finally loose the corruption that's holding you back from His glory. Because if you don't ever loose it, you don't ever get it. And my prayer today is that I have tickled you just enough that you will die in order to live. Amen? Okay. Father, I love you, God. And let it be this day that each and every person in this room allows themselves to be loosed in order that they might live. I love you, God. And today I ask you for your grace and mercy in each of our lives that we might see your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.